Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Coming up on TMS, from none to 13 children.
Then you can quinoa!
Are you there, God? It's my uterus.
I don't like naked flea.
Pass it through the pants.
I could climb up a greasy pole for hours.
Let me defib that burrito for you.
Mitsubishi, let us go for a test drive.
Let go my taco.
The powder of me.
Throttle up the BJ.
Silly podcaster, baths are for kids.
What happened to Playboy? You know they've got talent.
Spideria.
Migraine jacking.
Emperor Steven of Major Spoileria. And more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Did you just have a brain fart?
Begging your pardon, sir?
I resent it when people fart inside my office.
Nothing boner.
The Morning Stream. Take your shot, fun boy. You got me dead bang.
Good morning and welcome to TMS. It's the morning stream for Monday, January 30th, 2023. I'm Scott. That's Brian. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Hello. Oh, hello, Scott. Hello.
All right. Just to kick things immediately off here, I got a question for Brian's wife, Tina, which will be relayed through Brian. Okay?
Yes. Okay. All right.
Does she have an opinion on the Real Housewife of Salt Lake City, Bravo star, I don't remember her name, who just got a 6.5 year sentence for some kind of weird malfeasance business-wise? She's in prison now.
Yes.
Okay.
When I saw the news about this, I did the same thing you did and thought, do I know anybody who watches that show? Oh, yes. The woman that I share a home with and have shared a life with for nearly 30 years. Yeah. Does she...
I don't watch The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, she... Yeah.
I only watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Real Housewives of...
I can't remember if she watches any more than that. Yeah. She's actually... I haven't seen her watching any of them since a lot of them came out as like anti-vax and all that stuff. She's like, oh, done with this. Like, they can't even script it to the point that she likes it right now.
Oh, man, that says a lot, because those shows can script their way out of anything, it seems
exactly.
like.
Exactly. They can't even stage that reality in a way that will let her get past the anti-vax and all that stuff.
The only exposure I've had to any of those shows, I guess, is other than knowing about the local one, is the meme with the cat and the lady yelling at the cat. Right. And that's all I know.
Yeah. That's Kyle Richards is the brunette in that picture. I don't know the name of the cat, but Kyle Richards is the brunette in that photo, and she's the sister of we saw Kyle Richards in a Film Sack movie.
Oh,
she played the little girl. Okay. Shoot, let's see.
Oh, I need to know this.
Yes, I'm finding it. Was it Halloween? It was Halloween, right? She was Jamie Lee Curtis's little sister.
Oh, have we
in
done Halloween?
Halloween.
I don't think we did Halloween yet. Remember, it was
didn't do Halloween. I did that for...
That was you and Travis.
I did that for me and TV's Travis, yeah.
I did the exact same thing with my movie. I watched Wanted and was sure it was Film Sacked. I was 100% sure of it, but no, it was on Travis's show that we watched it. Was she an actor for the rest of her life, or she just, that was it?
She was in like everything... everything all over the whole 70s and 80s episodic television, right? So gotcha. Vegas, Fantasy Island, Love Boat, what else here? The Chips.
this is all the usuals.
ER.
Yeah. Oh, ER. All right.
Oh, she was on ER for 21 episodes. Holy cow.
Broke into the 90s there. That's pretty good.
She really did. Yeah, actually. Right. Shit. CSI.
Yeah.
Oh, the 2012. I can't remember. Was that? I guess that was the original run of CSI. It went into the.
So is she a poo-poo on that show? Is she kind of a jerk? Like, what's her deal? Yelling at that cat.
I don't know. I mean, they're all kind of horrible. Just like their own little, you know. Relative to each other, she seemed always to be one of the better ones. And believe me, I would find any excuse to leave the room and find something else to do anywhere else. I'll vacuum out the garage before I, you know, sit on the couch, even playing on my iPad while Tim was watching that show.
Oh my gosh, I am so glad to hear that someone else on this planet hates vacuuming the garage as much as I do. It's such a waste. It feels like the most redundant waste of time to vacuum the garage.
Well, and I really don't. I sweep out the garage, but I don't vacuum it out.
No, neither. But point is,
especially this time of year, you've got all the
it's the worst.
Off your fender bergs. Oh my
god,
it's
the worst, man. It's the worst. Plus, like, it's 8 degrees today, and there's ice on the road.
Oh,
which means Kim's gonna come home with she's driving car to downtown. She's gonna come home with the car loaded up with salt and bullshit, and then just spread that all over the garage again.
Yep.
So come spring, I'm gonna be sweeping out January crap.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. All that crap that comes off, like I said, that comes off the fender bergs. 8 degrees there. It is -6 right now. Oh no, it's warmed up to -2 right now.
Oh, you're in Colorado. I thought 8 was cold. I apologize. Yeah. 8 is not cold.
Like, you know, like we said, diarrhea out the wrist, out your wrists or out your face. It's really all like once it's below 10 or below 15, they're all indistinguishable from each other.
Oh, the diarrhea out the wrists. I'll never live that one down.
Spideria.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. I don't practice spideria.
You don't have a crystal ball?
Yeah, no, not even then. All right. So speaking of body parts, that's a perfect transition. Yeah.
That was great.
Nicely done. This is Katie in Philly wrote in, and I wanted to read this. We were talking about keeping your own body parts, like your uterus with Amy and that stuff.
When you have any sort of surgery and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
yep.
That's Amy's new segment. It's called My Uterus with Amy.
My Uterus and Me. My book's My Uterus and Me.
There you go.
Are you there, God? It's My Uterus.
Oh, and sorry for, I should mention, Thursday we didn't have a show, and it wasn't your imagination, everybody at home. I had a massive migraine. I only get about one a year, and when it happens, it just shuts me down, and I can't do jack, so that's what happened that day. Fine now. Everything's good. Like, 24 hours after that, it was like nothing ever happened, but I know people out there with migraines can relate. People who've never had one, you have no idea, dude, how bad that shit can get. You feel like you're going to die. So, anyway, I haven't had one last March, I think. So it was about due. It's like a weird yearly thing. But now I don't have to think about it till next, spring or summer or winter. So it's fine. It's all good.
Really, the only person who suffered was Claire because we missed her request for her birthday, not even that day. It was a day late. That's right. We're doing it today. Don't worry, Claire.
What if this
although with her yelling at us about our pronunciation of quinoa, I'm not sure I will play her request. I guess that was pre-show.
That was pre-show. But what if this was all...
Become a patron, listeners. If you don't get that, go be a patron. You can listen to the stuff we talk about pre-show.
Yeah, it's worth your dollar a month, I promise.
For sure.
Maybe this has just been a whole conspiracy to not... get her request in. Maybe that's I've made all this up. We did a fake migraine, all that just to keep her and the Irish out, you know? Well, anyway, so here's what this says.
Yeah,
this is about keeping the body parts. Katie and Philly says, per the Philly, how you guys doing there? Are you greasing up your I heard they grease up all their poles so people can't climb them and tear off lights and stuff
and go and cause mayhem whether the team wins or loses.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It didn't matter. That's what's funny. It didn't matter, you people, whether you won or lost. Yeah. You just wanted to get up that pole and break that light off.
Break shit.
Yeah, exactly. I get it. Yes. Anyway, it says,
I'll talk about that in a minute anyway.
Oh, okay, good. Says, per the continued discussion of keeping body parts and what you would do with them, have you heard about the guy who had to have his leg amputated and turned it into tacos for his friends? Have you heard of this?
I don't remember this. How long ago was this a story? And so, how come we didn't? Did we talk about it here on TMS?
It was 2018, so we may have, and I don't remember.
Okay.
But right. I don't remember this.
Now that I'm seeing the photos from this article, yes, I do remember talking about this.
Did we do this? Okay, we might have done this. Yeah, here's the debauchery. Let me just get a photo in here because it's so nasty. Oh, that's his leg. Hold on. There it is. So there's the meat from said leg. Yeah. And I thought this was illegal. I thought you couldn't do this. Legally.
I don't know, but man.
Because it's
funny,
know.
The meat actually looks like pretty good pieces of meat. But
it does.
When you see the x-ray of the shattered bone fragments in this guy's leg, it's like, holy cow.
It's pretty nasty. Let's see.
Now, I understand how I feel this way, but you're the guy who wants your ashes when you're cremated to be put into brownie mix and fed to old people.
That is me. You're right. But I always felt like the powder of me, Scott powder,
yeah.
is way less offensive than big chunky meat me, you know? Like, look at this.
Sure. You're not saying, hey, grind me into meat and make sausages out of me.
Exactly.
Feed the sausages to old people.
Exactly. Sure. And okay. in this link that they sent, there's a picture of the fried up goods. Now, I could normally tell
I'm
you.
Desperately, I'm desperately trying right now, by the way, to come up with an Ed Sheeran parody that's called the meat of me.
Oh, it can happen.
The powder of me.
Yeah, keep at it. I think we'll get there.
I'll work on it, yeah.
But anyway, I'm looking at this. It just looks like normal stir fry until you tell somebody what that meat is, and then suddenly it's the most disgusting photo ever taken. So it makes me think these vegans are onto something. Or vegetarians, because if they feel that way about all meat, not just man meat,
right? Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Then that's gross.
They don't care if it's if it comes from a dude's broken leg or a cow,
yeah,
or chicken or
yeah. So it's a good bit. Twitch isn't gonna ban me for showing that. That just looks like beef stir fry. Hey Twitch, it's beef stir fry.
It's beef next to an X-ray. I mean, there's nothing. It might as well be.
Yeah.
I would do just fine as a pescatarian. Can I be an ovopest? Is that what they're called? Ovopescatarians, where you have eggs and fish, but that's it.
Oh, I thought it. That's interesting. Carter's a pescatarian, but I didn't know the ovo part could be there because she's also likes eggs. So she is she is that, whatever that word
is. So she's an ovopescatarian, if that is a thing.
Yeah, she likes the fish, she likes the eggs, and that's it. She won't do anything
bacon.
Else.
Oh, see, that's where you've got me. It's like.
I know, right?
I'd be okay with the. Just the fish and just eggs, but darn it, I couldn't. I'd have a hard time giving up bacon.
Is there a good bacon out there that you like? Like
I'm sure there is.
I like turkey bacon, but that's still meat, you know.
Yeah, that's still not seafood. Sorry.
And there is vegan bacon, but I've never had it. Is it good, Claire? She says she'll bring.
She's going to bring us vegan bacon to TMS Vegas, and I'm guessing that. Well, that probably won't be an issue at all because does it have to be refrigerated? Probably not, right?
Probably not. Nope, you just keep it in your armpit like a dirty hippie. That's my understanding. That's how you preserve it. Well, anyway, she says it'll be fine. So we'll see. International vegan bacon heading our way.
That's right.
Speaking of more food, went to a Mexican place yesterday, Kim and I, for a little date dinner thing, and it was lovely. Very nice people, very nice place, newish place. It was great. But I have a question. Behind the, or right by the place where you go to get seated and the lady gets the menus and says, follow me.
Yeah, the hostess stand.
There you go. There's the word I was looking for. On the wall was a defibrillator in full view. So it's like, you know, big medical defibrillator on the wall that you would pop open if somebody had a heart attack or whatever. And I found this to be a little odd because I've never seen it out, at least out in the open at any kind of restaurant before, other than, you know, the Heart Attack Grill, of course.
I was going to say it's they have one at every table at the Heart Attack Grill in Vegas.
Yeah, you get your own personal defibrillator. But this thing was sitting there and I put it up online and was just kind of making jokes about it. And people are like, oh, those have to be everywhere. And I said,
interesting.
Really? So I've tried to find some kind of law or something that says must have a defib, whether it has to be shown in public or it can be behind the desk or something. So some in the chat are saying, yep, that's news to me.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. And if every place has them, it's the very, very rare occasion that you actually see them. I can't even think of, you know, a restaurant that I've been to where I have seen one out in full view.
Right, because they don't want you to see the thing. That would seem weird, right? I mean, I would think it would be weird to have that all just like out in the open like that. So that's how this one was. It was just sitting there. And I almost asked the lady, have you ever had to use that? Have you ever had to plug that
in? Yeah, yeah.
You know, I didn't do it, though. I would have felt bad.
Rihan says, should be visible. What's the point otherwise? Well, I don't think it matters whether it's visible or invisible. It just needs to be at the restaurant in case somebody has a heart attack. I don't know what...
What is the visibility?
There's no point if it's not visible.
Yeah, there's not a legal problem.
It's not a, all right, eat well, or we're going to use this on you. Like, make sure you chew and swallow your food.
It doesn't seem like it needs to be visible in the same way that I don't think your fire extinguisher needs to be visible. It just needs to be there.
Just needs to be there, exactly.
Yeah. So this was just right out. Like, there's the photo I put in our Discord. I could see it. Just right behind the desk there.
Oh, look at that.
And I've never seen it before. And I guess you just open that door. It's not even break glass kind of thing. You just open it.
Yeah.
And then junk and, you know, revive people, I guess. But I don't know. What is that? If you walked into a place where you're like, oh, I hear they make amazing burgers here. And then the first thing you see is that thing there. Probably feel a little weird, right? Like,
I think so. Maybe they might even say, oh, we'll use it like a customer complains. Oh, my enchiladas are cold. Oh, stand back. Clear. There you go.
So I'm going to. Okay. So some in the chat are suggesting start looking and I'll notice them. So I'll try.
Yeah. All right.
I just have never.
This is like phone books in the dresser at hotels kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I guess
so. Now we're going to be constantly looking for them. And it's going to be the five people out of thousands who see them and say, I see one. They're in all of them.
Yeah. The Gideon's defib we're looking
for. That's right. Yes. Gideon's defib.
Very exciting. All right. So there was that. Brian, I hear you watched a bunch of recommendals. Not your own, but
I did.
Other people's.
Yeah. This whole last week. Actually, even all three of these were over the weekend. We did yesterday for whatever reason. I think I was recovering from overindulging Saturday night. We went to a mammoth game, or I went to a mammoth game with Crazy Neighbor. We did go to a Japanese barbecue before that, and it's one of those where there's a grill in the middle of the table, and you get all of your meat and vegetables and all that stuff, and you just put them on the grill and cook it to your liking, and you can like have fairly, you know, rare Wagyu beef, or you can kind of let it go. Obviously, the chicken, you cook it until it's totally well cooked all the way through, that sort of thing. But we had a blast doing that.
That sounds so good. I love places like that.
Had a hard time recovering from that, so Sunday was kind of like Sunday morning was like a, all right, I'm sitting on the couch just and Tina and I completely made our way through the entirety of Reboot, which is the Hulu series with Peele, Judy Greer.
Is this a Randy recommendal, I think, right?
It was a Randy recommendal, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's 8 episodes, 30-minute episodes long. It's really, really good.
That's good.
What's his face? Johnny Knoxville is in that. Paul Reiser. Rachel Bloom from My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is the showrunner. It's really, really funny. It's by Stephen Levitan, who did the Modern Family.
Wow. I need to watch that. That's good.
Yeah.
Good to hear. It's good.
It's really good.
Okay.
I also, before Tina got up, I watched Pez Outlaw, which was your recommendal last week.
Yeah.
And
weird, right?
Hammond also recommended that, and it was really, really good.
Yeah. Such an odd. I love those kind of documentaries. I wish there were more of them. Where every once in a while I'll try like something I hadn't seen before, and I'll fire it up, and it'll be one of those, this man did a thing in the day, and the music's a little too dramatic, and they're recreating a bunch of shit. There's a little bit of that in this because
there's a lot of that in this, but I kind of liked it. I liked all of the like, here's what it was like him going to the airport for the first time to fly to Europe after just being this dude living in a holy shack in the
there's like an art to doing that right, and they do a really good job here. So
for sure, the dude looks like a gnome, and I just adore his wife.
I'm gonna stop saying yes to everything that he does anymore.
Yeah, she was awesome. You could tell that that dude is a piece of paper on the wind without her.
He totally is. Like, yeah. Shiny! You know, yeah. whatever it is going for it.
Yeah.
That was called Pez Outlaw. And then I also started watching it just about, I've got 15 minutes left of the third episode, of the final episode, of Trainwreck Woodstock 99.
Oh,
which
so
is
good.
My God, I had no idea. And the people... God, just the horror show of these, you know, pissed off kids who are there getting gouged by prices and mm-hmm. lack of clean water mm-hmm. and horrible conditions. And then, you know, you've got the kind of the horror show that the mob mentality horror show of them just breaking stuff and fondling women who, you know, just showed up to have a good time and doing even worse stuff than that. But then you've got people like freaking Fred Durst, who just riles up the crowd and just pushes, you know, says, oh, are you guys already on the edge? Well, let's see if I can push you a little bit further.
No, that thing made me I was so mad at Fred Durst after that. Yes. I was so pissed at him. Because he could have de-escalated that mess.
He could have, exactly. And instead he's like, sometimes you just want to break stuff. And just all that rage you've got pent up inside you, now's the time to let it out. Like, yeah. Oh, what are you doing, man?
Just
jeez.
Dumping gas on that fire. It was ridiculous. But what they did to those poor toilets, man. Oh. Walking around, oh, this looks like mud. Let's roll in it. No.
Oh, I know. And it's like they were basically playing in shit water. Like yeah. the woman talking.
Yep.
They were.
That is one of my favorite docs of last year, mainly just because I could not believe where we were in 99. Like that was like Strange Days. We were talking the other day about how Strange Days exaggerated where we were at before the millennial turnover.
Yeah.
They had it going on at Woodstock 99.
Yeah.
They were
it's
full anarchy.
It's hilarious that I started watching that after I wrote my film sec intro talking about Woodstock 99, saying that, stuff out here is there's so much flannel, dreadlocks, and sweaty, greased up guys that I think we're watching Woodstock 99.
Yeah, it's bad. But, great
really good documentary on Netflix, but it really made me feel like, all right, I was getting January 6th kind of vibes from a lot of it. That mob mentality of like, I'm angry, I'm just gonna break stuff.
Well,
I
think it's interesting you say that, because that's the generation of angry middle-aged Gen X men who stormed the Capitol are the same age as those kids.
I know. So I'm wondering, like, if you were at Woodstock 99 and you were at January 6th at the Capitol, mm-hmm. I think you really need to just take a look at your life and examine your choices and say, maybe I'm not good around other people.
Yeah,
maybe I'm kind of a bad...
Yeah, maybe in crowds I shouldn't be in them ever again.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't be thumping my chest and flipping over cars and setting fire to sound stands and stuff like that.
And also you have fleas naked, so that's a thing you get.
Oh my God, you get so much flea junk.
Flea was ready to rock, man. He was all out.
I mean, there is a ton of male and female nudity in that thing.
Oh yeah, big time. The Fat Boy Slim stuff I hadn't heard before. I'd heard most of the other stories, like bits and pieces, but I didn't know about the covered dome place where they did, I guess it was an old carrier.
Rave hangar. It's like,
the rave hangar. There's some gnarly shit went down in there.
Everybody, and somebody was saying, yep, there was basically a whole bunch of people lined up against the wall naked, and then a whole another row of people behind them, and just, what were they doing? And he replies, which biblical term would you like me to use for what they were doing?
That dude never seemed more like a fish out of water than in that documentary. He just seemed like, I gotta get out of here. Why am I here? This is horrible.
Yeah, but the promoters, like the promoter dude and the main smiley dude who you never see stop smiling throughout the whole thing. He's just like, no, everything's fine.
Yeah, that guy.
Some kids having a really good time.
He was the original hippie, right? The guy from the 69.
From the 69 Woodstock,
It's really something, you guys, if you haven't seen it. Which one? This is the Netflix one, right?
This is the Netflix one. Three-parter, about 45 minutes per part. And was this the one that was... that MTV had? I know they interview Ananda Lewis and a few people from MTV who were there, and like, we're getting you guys out of here for your safety.
Yeah.
But was that documentary produced by MTV, or was it just
Oh, I don't think so. So no, there are two documentaries, basically. The Big Three Parter you watched.
There was one that was MTV.
Yeah, and I think that was an HBO thing, and maybe MTV had something to do with it, because Warner owns all that now, I think. Or no, but maybe I have that wrong. Well, anyway, the other one's not bad either. It's just more compressed because it's a single thing. It's like an hour long, and it's part of that continuing music documentary series where it's all music based stuff, and they just do one Woodstock. But yeah, but watching like who's the old news guy at MTV? Loder.
Kurt Loder. Yeah.
Kurt Loder's like, dude, we gotta get the F out of here.
I know. we're gonna go ahead and leave for our safety, and we're gonna end our broadcast here.
He had a real "I'm too old for this shit" vibe going on with him.
Jolly.
Well, that's great. And what else? Is there anything else that jumped out at you? Is that
new stuff that I watched? One of which is absolutely going to be my recommendal this week. And
nice. Look at this, recouping from a hard night of partying and catching all the stuff on television.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the way to live. We watched The Last of Us last night, and I'll tell you what.
Ooh, I haven't watched that yet.
I will say that this might be, at least in recent memory, I don't want to be hyperbolic here, but in recent memory, I'm not sure I've seen a more powerful hour of television in my
life. Wow, really? Yeah, okay, cool.
It's really something. And
we're watching it tonight.
Defies expectation. It's freaking fantastic. It's so
it good. Sounds like I'm glad I didn't watch it, because we wrapped up D&D at about 9 o'clock and went up to Tina, and I said, well, there's a new Last of Us. You want to watch that? She's like, let's watch the last couple episodes of Reboot. Because it's like, let's not do something heavy like The Last of Us right before bed.
Yeah, that is true. Look, I don't want to, again, I'm not trying to be hyperbolic or overly whatever. If I am, then the whole world is, because everyone seems to agree with me on this. But it was really freaking good. And I'm just here to say that Nick Offerman should probably just get an Emmy now. Just give it to him now.
just start engraving his name on the statue. Yeah,
we already like him, but he really killed it. So I can't wait for you to see it. You'll like it, cool. I'm sure.
Can't wait.
All right. We're going to play a game. Okay. Now, here's the deal. Yeah. Brian Dunaway's got a meeting this morning, so he's not going to be with us. However,
he's oot.
We figured out a way to make this work with one of you in the listening audience. Okay.
That's right.
So here's what you got to do. We're going to take the fourth person who pings me on Discord right now. Just a little DM. Just send me a DM on Discord. You already know. You've already friended me if you're a part of this, so you know how to do this. And once you do that, then today we'll not only bring you on the call, but Brian will make it so you can play on the board.
That's right.
Which is also a pretty rad way to go. So that's your warning. If you're out there right now, either on your phone or a computer, doesn't matter, wherever you're on Discord, send Scott a DM. If you haven't already added me, it's frogpants1277. Don't forget the pound sign.
Right.
And we'll hook you up.
Yes.
Oh, I just got a message from Dunaway. It's not about this, I don't think.
Okay. I was like, hey, I can play now. Hey.
That was a half hour ago. I guess he's not.
Okay.
He's not good.
All right.
All right. We're waiting for number four. It's number four. We're bringing it in. It's number four. Oh, I think we have a fourth. Okay. Let's see here. It is Amanda Catherine X. And I'm going to add her to the call. So here goes.
Okay. Please do.
I got to spell it right. M-A-N-D. Okay, there she is. Let's pull her in. I say she because it's a photo of a she, but, you know, I just want to make sure.
Sure.
All right, we're ringing. Oh, here we go. Look at this. Hi, welcome to the show. Is your name Catherine?
It's Amanda, actually.
It's Amanda, sure.
Oh, it's Amanda, duh. Is your last name Catherine?
No, that's my middle name.
Oh, do you know what Amanda Catherine sounds like?
What's your last name and your phone number and your address?
Tell us everything. You sound like a nice nun lady who's running the nun church. I don't mean you sound...
Sister Amanda Catherine.
Yeah, Sister Amanda Catherine, get out here and take care of this. Like you're going to strap me with a ruler if I misbehave in class or something. Anyway, but don't...
That was not my intention, but I do have an aunt who's a nun, and my grandma used to be a nun.
Oh, no way.
Really? Wow.
Wait, your grandma used to be... Did she quit being a nun? Is that a thing you can do?
Yeah, she got nosebleeds and... thought it was a sign from God to not no longer be a nun, so she had 13 children instead.
Oh my gosh. Wow. All right. Look at that. And
from none to 13 children.
Yeah. I'd watch that.
How many children do you have? None. And then next, 10 years later, 13.
Did she have a habit of getting nosebleeds? Get it? Habit? Get it? All right. Hey, it's good to have you here. We're going to play a game, and Brian will explain how this works since this is a little bit new.
That's right. In the meantime, Amanda, click that link that we just gave you in the Discord. Do you have a way of doing that?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And then while I'm talking, Scott's going to give you a login details.
Oh, right. Yep. I'm going to do that right now. So that link he gave you, you're going to want to use this stuff to log in with it, which I'm now sending you directly via DM.
All right. There Welcome to the Morning Half-Ass. It's a trivia game. We're actually going to be giving you guys the answers. I'm going to give Scott and Amanda a category and six possible answers, three of which are correct and three that are incorrect. Depending on how confident you feel with the category, you can provide one, two, or three guesses. But if any of those guesses are wrong, you get 0 points for that round. Get one right, you get a point. Get two right, gets you 3 points. Get three right, all three, you get 5 freaking points for that round. And the player with the most points after three rounds wins the prize. And, of course, Amanda, you're going to be playing for yourself. Scott, you're going to be playing for Ray in Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada. He says, just a block east of Vancouver and 2 blocks west of Calgary.
Oh, really?
That tells you where he's at.
That's like a Four Corners kind of deal where you're just like right in the middle of stuff. I always think that's cool, and I don't know why I think it's so cool.
He's playing up the fact that we think everything is a block away from each other. And
making fun. I see. Okay, I'll remember that. That's fine.
Exactly.
You do.
Amanda, you're playing for yourself. And you guys, you can win. If you're the winner, you get Hell Let Loose and RoboQuest on Steam, courtesy of Wesley. But the runner-up gets Eldest Souls.
Nice.
Elder Souls, but Eldest Souls.
All of those are good, but RoboQuest is fantastic. It's such a really cool little repeatable sort of roguelike shooter thing. It's very good.
Oh, nice.
Very, very good.
Very cool. All right, let me see.
So, Amanda, did it let you log in?
I'm on the kind of weird screen with a bunch of blocks of colors.
Oh, yeah. So, if you hit, you choose a color for your who you want to, you know, what color you want to be.
Yep.
And then, you know what? I'm going to reload it so I can see it. Let's see.
Okay.
Hold on. This is going to work out. I know it. I just know it.
Sure. Sure.
There it is. And then above that, you should see room code and name and stuff. Do you see all that?
No, just a long string of numbers and letters.
Oh, weird. It doesn't say room code, name, and color next to those things?
No, it just says sign in at the top.
Oh, weird.
Oh, okay. Oh, and when you click sign in, is it a link or is it...
No. Here, I'll send you a screenshot.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Mine says I'm already logged in. Is it because I refreshed?
Yeah, probably.
How do I change?
Because it's got cookies. Oh. Keeps them cookies.
Oh, it won't let me... There we go. I'm in. I think I'm in. Do you show me in? Scorn John's
Nerp? I see you in, yes.
Okay.
Scorn Jognerp. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. It is weird on hers. Okay, so if you put you know, the one that's below the numbers, just put your name in that blank space. Or just, you know, any name. Doesn't matter. And then that should then let you hit the play button.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, there we go. There now she is. I see you. Wonderful.
I see her now.
Excellent.
Awesome. And now you should see my name on the left, your name on the right, and a bunch of stuff that's blank until Brian fills it in, right?
Correct. Correctamundo.
Awesome.
All right. Good deal. And so what you'll do is you'll make your guesses and then hit something to lock him in. I never see the player side of these things, so yes.
But all good.
You'll probably figure out the way to kind of lock in your answers once you've made your guesses.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try it. Okay, your first question, U.S. states that prohibit billboards. So states where when you're driving down the interstate, you will not see a billboard along the side of the road because they're prohibited.
Oh my gosh.
Your choices are Vermont, Maine, Montana, Rhode Island, Hawaii, and Massachusetts.
I wish Utah was on there. We have a lot.
Yeah.
Too many here.
Right, Vermont, Maine, Montana, Rhode Island, Hawaii, Massachusetts. Which of those states do not allow billboards?
And Mandy, you should see all that on your screen right now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you should be able to select them with that little...
I even see her... Oh, she's already locked in her guesses.
Oh, she's smart then. I'm screwed. Let's see.
I don't think they're right.
I feel like I'm going to go for it and say three.
All right, cool. All right, here we go. You guys both locked in on Vermont. Vermont absolutely does prohibit billboards. Hawaii also prohibits billboards, and so does Maine. Amanda gets 3 points. Montana does allow billboards, as does Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
For some reason,
you're driving.
I thought Montana for sure. I don't know why I thought that, because it just seems like they'd be going, we ain't putting no billboards here. We're leaving. We did Montana. I don't know why.
You can't block the big sky country.
Yeah, no,
it surprised me when we were driving from Vermont to Boston. We went through New Hampshire. And as soon as you cross the border from Vermont into New Hampshire, it's like, you get 12 billboards all in a row. Like, we've been saving them up, so yeah. We're gonna put them all here.
They stack them pretty heavy.
I'm actually originally from New Hampshire, so I really had to think about it. I was like, no, I think we had billboards, but when we crossed into Vermont, it's so quiet, so yes, I didn't even think billboards.
They got the 1% with 0% billboards.
That's right.
That's their deal.
3% of our billboards is about the 20% of the restaurants that have 5% of the people going to the 5% of the
He probably helped vote for that, is my guess. He doesn't probably. Want those.
All right. So, Amanda, going into question number two with a nice lead, 3-point lead. Scott, time to catch up.
Yeah.
You might think I'm talking Bruce Springsteen, but I'm not. Which of these people were born in the USA? We've got Bob Hope, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Henry Ford, Bruce Willis, Tom Cruise, and Nicole Kidman. Three of those people were born in the USA.
Oh, there's going to be some tricks in here.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. All right, one I know for sure is not here. Bob Hope, Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger seems like a...
Barack Obama, not on the list.
I'm locking him a two because I don't know.
Okay.
I don't freaking know.
You guys are both locked in. Amanda playing it safe with Bob Hope, who was born in England.
Damn it.
Scott locking in with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, no, these are born in the... I did the opposite. Shit.
Oh, you're saying not born?
Yes, well, that's what I did.
But guess what? You would have still gotten one wrong because, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger was born in Austria. Bruce Willis, born in Germany, meaning Henry Ford, Tom Cruise, and Nicole Kidman were born in the USA. Nicole Kidman, obviously Australian, but she was born in Hawaii.
Oh, I didn't know that. But does that give her dual citizenship, or how's that work for her? I guess she can do whatever she wants now with her fat mom.
She can do whatever she wants. Yes.
Yeah. Dang it. Okay. So I knew this. I got it backwards, but then I would have been wrong anyway.
Yes,
even
if
I'd have gone backwards, I still would have gotten one right and one wrong.
You still would have gotten, right, then you would have gotten Nicole Kidman wrong. Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
Well, we're going into our last question. Big thanks to Dwayne Coyle for providing this one. Dwayne sent in a few questions. Cars can have some unusual names. Which of these are or were actual car names? So which of these are actual car names? The Lettuce, Adder, Naked, Voodoo, BJ, and Friend Me.
Shut
Three
up.
Of these are actual automobiles that either you can or could have purchased. Three of them are not.
How can any of these be real?
Right? Yes.
The Friend Me? The BJ?
I know.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I'm gonna choose the two that I think could be it. Okay. Naked? There's a car called Naked? All right.
You guys both locked in on exactly the same two. You guys both picked Voodoo and BJ.
They just sound possible. The rest sound ridiculous.
Yep. Well, those two come from Grand Theft Auto. The actual answers are the Lettuce, which was a Nissan. Lettuce was Mitsubishi.
The Mitsubishi Lettuce?
Came from Nissan in 2013. And the Naked... was Daihatsu.
Really? The Daihatsu Naked?
The Daihatsu Naked, yes.
And did none of these made it to the States, though, right? We never got them. They were like,
I don't know. I want to say, yeah, no, I'm guessing not, right?
Yeah, because I could see that, like, local, like, oh.
Like a Japanese car called the Friend Me, absolutely.
Yeah, it's like their movie Nissan, and anime titles. Yeah. They don't make sense over here, but over there, they're fine.
The Nissan, number one, happy go!
Yeah.
Exclamation point.
Yeah, that's insane. All right. Well, I hope whoever's riding their still driving their Lettuce around. I hope it's still a good car. That means I lost hardcore.
That means you lost, but that means that...
Not hardcore.
Ray... yeah, just lost by a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ray and Kamloops, you're getting a copy of Eldest Souls for Steam. But congratulations, Amanda. You're getting a copy of Hell Let Loose and RoboQuest. Again, courtesy of our friend... Wesley. Oh,
Hell Let Loose is supposed to be really good. I haven't played it yet. It's a World War II shooter thing. And Scott Fletcher has this to say.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
That's right. Amanda, how do you feel about your big win?
Pretty great. This will be an early Valentine's present for my...
Oh, that's perfect. And also having you here is nice. Is this your first time calling in, right?
Yeah. Oh. I work from home, so this is... I can do this.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Tell your friends. Cool. And can't wait to maybe have you on in the future. Thanks so much. We'll see you next time. All right. She won. That's awesome. Oh, and you can just DM her that stuff, right?
I did. Yep. I've already sent her the codes. And,
Very nice.
And I'll send the other ones to Ray and Kamloops. We had Kamloops was one of our clients. I always love that name for a Canadian town. Kamloops.
That is cool. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. We have about 10 minutes. We can do some news. So here it comes. Sweet. Check out the news right here. It's time for the news brought to you by...
Mistaking shampoo for bubble bath.
So I took a bath last night.
Oh, I was thinking you were saying this was Van, like you were preparing a bubble bath for Van.
No, but
so
it
you took a bubble bath.
It could have gone, cool. Oh, happy birthday to little dude. He turned 4 today. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. Happy birthday,
Van. Can't believe it's been 4 years, but anyway... I was taking a bath, or I don't do this very often, but I was like, I don't know, I just need to relax. So I took a bath, and I thought that bottle was for shampoo. So I put it in my hair, and now my hair feels weird, and it's because it was bubble bath, and it's not meant for your hair. So
nice. Gotcha. Try. Okay, so it was the reverse. You washed your hair. I thought you were going to take a nice leisurely Calgon bubble bath and say, Calgon, take me away.
I mean, it would have been nice. Like, even if I had used the shampoo as bubble bath, that would have probably been fine because it would it'd foam up still and whatever. But the other way, this bubble bath was not made for your hair, so...
I imagine it took a while to wash all that stuff out. God, yeah, I'm a shower guy. I'm a shower guy, Scott. Oh, I haven't taken a bath in years, but I'm trying to think of when the last time I took a bubble bath was, man. That just sounds so fun. Remember Mr. Bubble?
Yeah, it was
smelled
great.
Like bubble gum.
It was great. It did. It smelled like candy. Yeah. You were swimming in candy. But my wife's really big on those big bath bombs, like the...
Oh, yeah, sure.
The balls that...
They look like snowballs.
Yeah.
Little chalk snowballs.
Basically. Yeah, they look like little alien things. They're really weird. But she likes to, as a relaxing activity, the bath is kind of there for that. But most of the time, I never take a bath. Like, baths are for kids. I mean,
offense. It's just so much work.
Yeah, no, it's a ton
of
work.
And you apparently use way more water with a bath than you do with a shower, even if you, like, you know, not even like a short little military shower, but... apparently, you still use way more water in a shower in a bath than you do with a shower.
I could see that. Like, unless you're in there for 45 minutes or something, there's no way I'm using it. The fullness of that tub, there's no way I've spent that much water in the shower. That's a really good point. That's why we should all be showering, everybody.
Baths, I mean, I say I take a shower, but what I do is I turn the shower on and then I plug the drain so it feels like I'm on a sinking submarine.
Oh, nice.
Or on a leaky submarine. I guess submarines are already sunk. You can't sink a submarine.
Brian's like the K-19 Widowmaker in there. I like that.
I'm like Das Boot.
Yeah.
Filling me in my own version of
Das
Boot.
That.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, and I should have told you before the show, but if you look in the TMS covers folder, I have a couple... new audio clips free to use at your leisure.
Oh, look at this. Hold on now.
Courtesy of the real Chris Brown.
This is the
Cure.
Okay, I'm going to play this first one.
Hi, I just wanted to tell the Cure that they're very talented and I enjoy their music a lot. And I wanted to ask Robert a question.
Yeah,
I was just wondering how long you guys plan to stay together.
She's talking to the Cure. That's
the Cure, and you gotta love like, oh, I just wanted to tell the Cure that I really enjoy their music, and
that's great. Let's hear part two.
Like, I love all your music, but really, how long are you guys gonna stay together?
It's a weird thing to say.
I know, it really. It's like we feel like we've got another 5 years.
Yeah, it's like saying I love you, mom and dad, but how long are you gonna be together? You know, How long are you going to stay together?
Right. Heather in San Jose on KRBE. Hi, Heather.
Hi. Hi, The Cure.
Hello, Heather.
Hello.
Hi, The Cure. That's great.
Hi, The Cure.
The Cure. I mean, how do you address a full band, you know? I don't know.
Right.
I don't know if I blame her.
I guess, yeah, but I would say, hi, Cure. I don't know what I'd say, but I don't know if I'd say, hi, The Cure.
Yeah. Hi, The Cure. You can tell that she was very, like, in the moment, like, oh, I don't know how to address these people. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. Tell Chris thank you for that.
Will do.
I guess he's listening. Thanks, Chris.
He is listening, yeah.
The real Chris Brown. All right, let's do this one story. A Chinese man who models his own brand's high heels makes nearly $900,000 a month doing so.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
We're in the wrong business, dude. We got to...
Clearly, yeah.
We got to OnlyFans this up. It says, under the translated Douyin username Uncle Wu, who wears high heels. That's the full quote.
It's his full username,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, I love that. 41-year-old businessman Wu Nan from Chinese Sichuan,
yeah.
Something like that, province, films himself running and jumping in the shoes to show off their quality, comfort, and stability. Despite having a U.S. men's shoe size of 6.5, Wu's feet fit seamlessly in these high heels, making him stand out even while walking alongside female models. Wu, who also films live streams of himself wearing the shoes, has gained over 1.2 million followers on Douyin. That's a social thing over there.
Okay.
In addition to modeling, Wu uses his Douyin account to show how women can properly measure their feet to find the right shoes. While Wu first began his business in 2018, the unique online marketing technique has proved successful, allowing his brand to now see monthly trade volumes of 6 million yuan, which is approximately $885,000 per month, according to the Chinese media outlet Star Video. So, Brian, we're in the wrong business. We need to do shoes. We need to strut up and down in them, do video.
Clearly. Yeah.
No, we've missed out on this, the hot thing.
Speaking of videos, have you watched the video?
Oh, no, I haven't. I didn't realize it was in here.
Yeah, here, I'll give you a link. It's low in the deal, so I'll put it in our Discord.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is great news. I didn't realize there was a thing. This is a YouTube thing? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah, look at this. So he's showing them off, talking about how great they are. Well, he can really rock those things.
He really can. Like, he can, yeah, he can fly in those things.
I don't know the last time he tried to walk in heels. I don't think I ever have, but... I'm guessing this is not as easy as it looks. It looks like it'd be hard.
Oh, God, no. Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Just walking. I know,
but watching him, like, run and hop, bunny hop in them.
Yeah, look at that. He's full-on jogging.
Yeah, some of those with, like, bigger heels. Like, seriously, there was a costume shop that we went into looking for a costume for, you know, one Halloween. Yeah. And they had these platform shoes that had... fake plastic fish, like the heels were clear, and they had water and then fake goldfish inside them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm kicking myself for not buying them, because that place went out of business and I'm never going to see those again. It's like, oh, man, I wish I would have picked those up when I saw them.
I wish you would have too, because I want to see you in them. That's what I want.
Yeah, I would those I could wear to Vegas. I mean, those were absolutely unisex boots for sure. And I could have and would have happily worn them to Vegas. I guess with the liquid in them, yet I'd have to check luggage.
Oh, right. Yeah, they don't let you take any liquid on, especially shoe stuff.
Especially shoe stuff. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the pressure, pressure in the airplane would be bad going up and down in the airplane with those things. Like if they explode in my luggage.
They pop at 30,000 feet. All in your stuff. And these aren't real goldfish in there. You could put a little fake bobber thing in there, right? Okay.
Yeah.
You don't want a real, fish in there. Fish.
Oh, yeah. They kind of look like, there you go, the Phantasma by Pleaser Men's Halloween Pimp. That's great.
Oh, that's, these are wonderful. Did it look like this?
Yeah.
Did they look like this GIF? This is what we were doing.
They kind of do with the, let's see, are they, oh, yeah, no, the ones in the GIF are better because of the yellow and the zebra print. This one is just a straight up zebra print.
I want to see someone in that full pimp outfit. That's amazing. That's great.
That's actually not a bad price.
Now you're tempted.
See, the problem is I don't know what like their shoe sizes are small, medium, or small, large, and extra large, and then 10 to 11. I don't know what extra large, what that would compare to like a 12 and a half or 13 that I would wear.
Yeah. That's hard to, I don't know how they determine their measurements.
Yeah.
But I would gleefully watch you wear those. That's amazing. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Stephen Schleicher will join us. He does this every Monday, so we're happy to have him back. So that'll be just a minute. Hang tight. Yeah. All right. We need to play a song, though. Do you have one there you can do?
I do. Hey, we're going to the Isle of Wight for this one, if it's not too dear. This is a band called Reminders. They have a brand new single called International Dial Tones. It's out now via Venn Records in the UK and Wiretap Records in the USA. They're going to be on tour. They're just starting their tour yesterday with Lovebreakers. So if you're in that part of the world, go check them out. They're kind of a little bit Undertonesy and a little bit Ramonesy. So Ramones and Undertones, and here they are right now. Here are Reminders and International Dial Tones.
End of the road, now kinda hear me out the blue. Who was I to know that you were missing home when I was only missing you? You say you're never good enough, now you feel like giving up. It's like I just don't know you at all. You say you feel like hanging up, now you never pick up or even return my calls. Yeah, every time I call. International Dial Tones. So how's life back home? Wouldn't you like to know how I'm doing now you're all gone? I heard you let yourself go, but the grapevine's overgrown, so I could have got that wrong. I hope you're doing okay, but in a masochistic way, I'm waiting for you to fall. Cause I remember the day you threw it all in my face, said you didn't want. International Dial
Tones. Oh, little leaf, you've done well to provide an oasis of shade when we set foot outside. Your time is done now, your trials are through, but we'll always remember you.
Oh, I'll provide the manure.
The Morning Stream. I don't understand. You never die.
We've returned. Tell me who that was again so I can find it.
Sure. That was a band called The Reminders, a brand new single that they've just released called International Dial Tones. Go check them out on tour right now.
All right. Hey, listen, you guys. Brian has never let you down with musical ideas.
Never.
So.
Never.
So don't waste your time not looking. Go look and use your time wisely. All right.
Right.
Let's get Steven in here and see what's up with him.
Yeah.
He's cool. I like him a lot. And
he is cool.
He is a really cool guy.
Steven Schleicher. Steven Schleicher.
One of the coolest. One of our own, really. He's one of our generation. We have a lot of stuff in common. But he also has a big old empire called Major Spoilers, where he comes on here and we talk about rad stuff coming out in comics, movies, TV, and more. Steven, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hey, did you figure out your...
We talked right over him doing, hello, the Morning Stream.
Yeah. No, did we? I thought we heard it. Anyway, hey, Steven, here's the deal.
Hi, Scott.
It's good to have you back. I wanted to ask you a question. Oh, did your email? Yes. Did you figure out your email? We had some weird email this morning. It was hard to.
No, idea.
All right. That's weird. His notes didn't get to Brian or I, but we were able to get it later via text. And then he sent me a test email and it worked fine. So I don't know what's going on. The email gods hate you. Something's up.
There was something apparently that was in that email that our servers did not like.
Yeah. I don't know what it would be. Just email accounts either. Or Gmail rather. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter because no matter what, we were determined to get you here and talk about the cool stuff you got lined up this week, including bad news. We talked, I think Brian and I maybe mentioned it last week. We didn't get into it deep, but Doom Patrol and Titans got canceled on HBO Max.
Oh, yeah. Talked about during Couch Party.
Yeah. That's a bummer. So, Brian, you did say you felt like they kind of summed things up pretty well. Like they can.
Well, no, we haven't seen the final episodes yet, but both, the writers of both series did have enough time to write endings for both of their shows.
Oh, okay. And Steven, as far as we know, this has nothing to do with, the James Gunn got online and said he didn't know this was happening.
No, this is totally a Zaslav thing. This is them saying, what do we do with this thing that's super popular called Doom Patrol? And we need to cut costs because that Brendan Fraser guy is going to cost us a lot of money for his voice.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous. And it's really weird, too, because is it April or May? DC Comics is doing a major push with the Teen Titans series. And they're pushing them to the forefront and moving Justice League and everyone else kind of in the background for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And so it's like, unless they're trying to coincide it with the ending of the Titans TV series, it seems like a huge misstep on somebody's synergy list to have one being moved up just as it's also being taken away, or I don't want to say deplatformed, but it is being, you know, taken out of the limelight for everyone else.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I did hear something read something, just a headline somewhere, that the Justice League was being disbanded in the comic, like in the world for a while. Is that part of this?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay, all right. Because there's some conflict and they're all like hanging up their boots and saying, no, we're not a group anymore. And then now the Teen Titans have to kind of kick in and
Teen Titans.
And then
it happens every so often, right? Where it's just like, hey, we've reached a disagreement. We're going to disband. And then you get like Justice League Detroit steps up and says, well, we'll do this. Yeah. And it's like, no, Vibe, we don't need you.
Yeah, but then the cool thing is Cyborg can just hop teams, right? He's on every team.
Right, he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
He is the most versatile of all of the I've said it before. He's of all the DC characters, even Batman. Cyborg is the one that appeals to every age range and group.
Yeah.
From old fans to little kids who are watching Teen Titans Go, Cyborg is across all of that stuff.
Well, I think here on the show we had lightly theorized that Brendan Fraser's price was going to go up.
I guarantee you
probably part of it.
And I bet they're going to find some way to just remove those shows off of HBO Max because they don't want to pay residuals.
Oh, that's the other thing, right? They were not be able to get the
right.
See, this is what I hate.
If you look at those shows, there's a lot of really big up and comer people that are in this these both of these shows, and so having to pay residuals to those guys as their star climbs is going to hurt somebody or make them look bad. So I bet by the end of 2024 neither one of those shows will be found on HBO Max.
Do you think
Jane, the actress who plays Jane, is a big time Disney voice actress, like did singing like one of the characters in Encanto is Jane and all of her crazy.
And you have James Bond in Doom Patrol.
Right. Yeah. Do you think Timothy Dalton's at home going, I'll not get any residuals anymore?
Yeah. At least he's going, at least I got more screen time than Dr. Fate did.
Yeah, that's true. But then he said, then he goes, it hurts. That's what I always think of when I think of Timothy Dalton getting the church steeple up through his neck. Anyway, Hot Fuzz reference, everybody. Hot Fuzz. anyway, so I guess we'll see if they end up keeping him in the residual town or not. My guess is you're probably right because they've already shown that they don't want to do that. So watch it now, I guess, everybody.
Yeah,
that's true.
Speaking of James Gunn, did you guys see the what's comic book representative's name. I forget what state he's from, but he was like, if James Gunn doesn't come forward by February 1st with a plan for the DC movie universe, I'm calling him in to the Senate for, or to the House for special questioning.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Really? I assume he's kidding, right? He's joking.
Of course, yes. He is a huge comic book nerd.
Yeah.
He's got sworn in on the very first issue of Action Comics.
Has
in their archives.
That's right. Yeah. I remember hearing about that. I didn't know that was the same guy, but that makes sense now. But
yeah.
It's about the only time this week that I heard anything about political leaders that I was like kind of smiled at, you know. I kind of had a grin.
I do hear that James Gunn has sensitive documents at his house, though.
Don't we all at this point? I feel like everyone's got
his garage. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't gonna say anything, but
Hayes, Kansas, FBI, get over there.
I used to, and none of it's top secret, but I used to have a whole bunch of documents from Al Gore back when I was doing my master's, because I was doing it on e-commerce and the internet.
Yeah.
And so the only person in Washington who really had a handle on that was Al Gore. So I just wrote to his office. He's like, here's a bunch of stuff. And I carried that stuff around for about 10 years after I graduated. And then finally, when I moved to California, I was like, no, I got to throw this stuff away.
Yeah. You never know, man. Could come back to haunt you.
It could.
Yeah. Did it have any, were there any references to how he invented the internet or anything like that in there?
No. Okay. No, but it was like commerce stuff. And because I was talking about how, and this was, you got to remember, this is like 92, 93. I was doing it on how small communities, especially in Western Kansas, could sustain themselves in the long run by doing business on this thing called the internet. Which was brand new. Now, e-commerce had been a term for a while, but it was mostly used in the UK. So
That's
kind of what I was looking at. What could e-commerce be like with this internet if we all had high-speed internet? And so now, you know, 20 years later, here we are.
For those Gen Zs who didn't know, back in the day, Vice President Gore claimed, basically, when he was a senator, I guess.
I mean,
he sort of did. There's audio of him basically taking credit for the internet.
Yes. And most of his stuff was pushing through the legislation
that
other people kind of created.
He kind of made up for it by being an amazing guest star on Futurama a couple of times. But other than that, he's kind of a dingus. Anyway, moving on. Now I can get emails from lefties who are mad. That'll be fun.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, I can't wait. That'll be great. That's okay. We made fun of January Sixers today. And we made fun of Al Gore. We did our equal thing. Tell me more about Comixology and their layoffs, because boy, that app's gone from cool to weird to owned by Amazon to kind of bad to now they're laying people off. What's going on?
Well, so keep in mind, first of all, this isn't a thing that has just happened in the last year. Amazon has owned Comixology for almost a decade now.
Yeah.
So this isn't, you know, for people that are like, ever since Amazon bought Comixology, is like you're talking about 10 years ago when Amazon bought Comixology. What they're really talking about is since they integrated the Comixology service into the Amazon.com ecosystem, a lot of people are upset about that. But last week, Amazon announced that they laid off 18,000 workers around the world. And then people from Comixology said, hey, I'm hearing from the inside that at least 50%, maybe 75% of the staff at Comixology have been let go, which, when we talk about 18,000 people, there weren't 18,000 people working at Comixology. But I also wouldn't panic at this point that this is the end of digital comics and Comixology is going away. What this more than likely resulted from is that for the last 2 or 3 years, Comixology has been doing huge integrations with Amazon. So they had to really change their architecture and their structure and how the system was set up so that it could work with Amazon. So you're going to hire programmers and UI guys and a bunch of other people to do this. Now that it was complete last year, officially last year, they don't need those guys around anymore. So you can lay off a whole bunch of those people. I mean, it's not great when people get laid off, but it's not like that is the death knell of Comixology.
No, it's also the pattern of tech, gaming in particular. This is the pattern. Like you bring a bunch of people in, you cram together your big projects, and then when you're done, you're like, well, I don't need 50% of these people anymore, which sucks. Yeah. I mean, it does suck, but it is normal. I mean, it's normalized. Let's put it that way. I don't love that it happens at all, but you're probably right. Unfortunately, they kind of made a bad app. It's not great. You know,
so here's the thing. And I guess I am I am confused by people saying that Comixology doesn't work anymore, because I can go to Amazon.com, and if I know the comic that I'm looking for, I just type up the comic and the issue number, hit return, and it pops up, and I can buy it instantly and then read it on my Kindle app or my Comixology app, which still works, and find that stuff.
It's like, where it works. It's just bad at discovery. It's a horrible experience to like open up on an iPad or on anywhere.
Yeah. I can understand that part, but for people to say, I can never find comics, it's like, well, what's the comic you're looking for? And I bet I can find it in 30 seconds.
Yeah, you can find it, no problem. It's like, I think that there's two things going on. One, finding what you need is no problem if you know what you need.
Right.
But getting in there and going, hey, app, show me what's cool, it's really
or
bad
show me
right
what's,
now.
What's released this week, because they still are kind of bungled on that. Yeah. If you go to Comixology.com, it's not perfect there.
Yeah. And the old app wasn't perfect either. It was pretty aged out. And, you know.
Yeah, it had been there since version 1.5 or whatever. So yeah, it had gone through its time.
Yeah. I wish there was competition in that space for overall comics, not just DC specific or Marvel specific.
Or Marvel specific.
Yeah, you can get right. those. But and those are great. Nothing wrong with those apps. But
yeah.
I do wish, I don't know. I wish
what about
there was
the indies.
Yeah, the indies are so good on Comixology. So great yeah. about like, hey, we brought over Scott Snyder and this other artist, and they're making a thing they've been wanting to make for 10 years but couldn't, but now they can. And
yeah,
perfect.
Comixology Originals is great.
Yeah, it really is. But they just make it hard to find. It's a little, it's weird. But if you know what you're looking for, like you said, it's there. Fine.
Yeah.
All right. Finally, this is good news. I think. I've never been a big fan of, like, you know, Buffy's sixth season is actually
adaptations.
In comic form or
yes.
whatever.
Yeah.
Usually bugs me a little bit, but I can't help but be excited about The Expanse coming to comics. What's happening there?
So they are continuing. There's been already, I think, one series of The Expanse released from Boom Studios. This is the second 12-issue miniseries. This one's from Andy Diggle. Andrew Bynes is the artist. This one's going to pick up after the events of the final season, and it's called The Expanse Dragontooth, and it is set in the years between Expanse Babylon's Ashes and Expanse Persepolis Rising, and is supposed to tell you the secret history of characters that you never knew you wanted to know.
Is the writing team known as James S.A. Corey involved in the writing?
Not that anything that I have seen in any of the official stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where that stands. As we've seen with like Dune, for example, the sun is involved heavily in the creation of that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
What's Brian Herbert.
Herbert, yeah. Name. Is it Brian Herbert?
I think so is his name. Yeah, Brian.
Wow, so many Brians. I wonder if
not Brian, enough, if you ask me.
No, not nearly enough. Do you think Brian Herbert ever gets called Brain, like in an email or something?
Probably. Hello, Brain.
I love that.
Producers have said that they have faith in Andy Diggle. Andy Diggle has been in the comics industry for decades, and so he probably has a really good grasp on this. And for the fact that it's a 12-issue miniseries says something, because a lot of what Boom Studios does, unless it's an ongoing, is like 4 to 6 issues per series.
Gotcha. See, first issue arrives April 2023, so we're not that far. I'm excited about that. I'll read that.
Yeah, I'll look for it on Comixology and see if you can pre-order it.
Hell yeah, if you can find it. what else? That's it, really. And there's always something more over at majorspoilers.com. I had a guy this week. So funny sometimes how this stuff happens. Oh, but somebody say, hey, I heard Steven on one of your shows. And I went, yeah, he's on all the time. And he goes, oh man, do you guys work to get do anything together? Like yeah, for like 15 years. Like, you know, he just clearly is just slightly off center to where we're always communicating, either your show or my show. But I always love hearing when some people are excited about that combination. Yeah. I know I'm excited about it. Yeah.
We've known each other since like 2005, 2006, somewhere around.
Yeah, it's been that long. I used to send segments into the major spoiler. No, it was called the...
No, it was Coolness Roundup.
Coolness Roundup. Yeah, where all the cool stuff got talked about on that show.
Tech show for everyone.
Yeah. It was great. I enjoyed it. But I enjoy what you do now as well. Tell people what's going on so they can go find it.
Well, we just wrapped up our Starfinder campaign on the Critical Hit episode. We've got a wrap-up episode coming next week, and then we start an Octoon Cthulhu 2D20 system. Right after that with me GMing that. So if people want to get some horror and punch some Nazis, then you'll want to go check out Critical Hit over at majorspoilers.com.
One quick question. Did you have a thumbs up or down on the most recent announcement from Wizards about the OpenGL
It was a lot of that is a whole different conversation, but from the very start, it was clear that they were seeing how far they could go without upsetting the community, and the community got upset. And so they folded very, very quickly on that. So on the one hand, going into common Creative Commons is great for a lot of it. Yeah. Keeping the SRD, I think that's the other part, keeping the OGL in place and the SRD in the Creative Commons is great.
Yeah.
I always like when people do something like that. But I also understand where Hasbro is coming from in that we need to make some money off this stuff. We can't continue to sell $50 books for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
But it was funny because in the Discord, when the first bit was released, I said, oh, yeah, they're going to charge you to do homebrew. They're going to charge you to do, you know, a monthly fee for all of your players and everything. And that's what came out in another leak that Wizards of the Coast quickly backed away from. But it's fine. They can do whatever they want.
Well, they can, but it's to their detriment. Like the genie's out of the genie got out of that bottle decades ago. Like you cannot rebrand that and go, suddenly your homebrew is going to cost you money. Like,
well,
forget it.
Also, they can't say that we are creating the OGL 1.0 and it will never be revocable. And then 10 years later saying, yeah, we're going to revoke that.
Yeah, it's real weird. That whole thing. But, you know, Hasbro, they want to, you know, they got the giant robots and the card games and the whatnot. They got the the Monopoly.
They got everything. Although I think somebody has to go back and look at their last quarterly report. I think they were talking about moving away from some segments of the things that they have been doing in the past and really focusing on their hardcore stuff that makes them money. So we'll probably continue to see a lot of action figures, but we'll probably see them pull away from some of their board game stuff that is not a big moneymaker from them.
Yeah. And they have a monopoly. Get it? They have a monopoly. Yeah, very good. Also, hey, if I'm, you know, not drinking enough, that's bad news. So what would you recommend?
That's right.
I do.
Well, the morning stream, I would say stay hydrated.
All right. See you later, man. Take it easy. I need to drink more water today, in fact.
Yeah, me too. I need
Here, I have some Kirkland, quote unquote, purified water.
Sure. It's purified through Kirkland jeans is what it purifies.
Oh, they pass it through the pants. That's perfect.
Pass it through the pants. Uh-huh.
Pass it through the pants better be a title, you guys. Jump on that one. Pass it through the pants.
Right.
I like it. Brian, I'm going to read a couple emails here.
Okay.
Well, right. One's an email. The other one's a text. But this email from Maoki says this. Dear Solar and Beam. I guess you're a beam.
I guess so. All right, fine.
Yeah, beam. You're a beam. Longtime listener of the ELR days, but usually just a lurker. All right, well, you've been around for a while, dude.
Wow, no kidding.
Just wanted to chime in that if you are intending to celebrate Chinese New Year, some may find what you did offensive. That was
Having ramen.
Yeah, ramen, whatever. But if you were intending on just celebrating the Lunar Year, celebrated by many Asian cultures, all with their own spin to it. Scott, your Korean siblings may be celebrating Seol Neol while eating duck gook, which is rice cake soup. I don't think I've had that.
Nope.
And Japan celebrates Shogatsu.
Shogatsu.
Having ozoni or mochi soup.
Mochi soup. Yep.
Hold on a second. Mochi, I thought was that frozen ice cream thing. No?
Well, no. The ice cream is usually surrounded by mochi. Mochi is that almost like soft fruit roll-up kind of stuff that's around the ice cream.
Now we've offended them with fruit roll-up for sure, but I know what you mean.
Texture-wise,
I don't know what to compare it to. I don't even know what that stuff's made out of. Carter makes it, and I still don't really know.
It's like a flour, like a starchy flour kind of thing.
Since I quit sugar stuff, I miss mochi balls so much.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like a frozen strawberry or blueberry mochi ball. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so good.
That sounds so good right now.
I'll have an extra one for you next time I have one.
Thanks, man. That'd be great. Celebrating, that's good. That'll take away the calories that you ate for the second one. That's how the law works.
Right, sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
So they balance out. As long as you have them in pairs.
Exactly.
One goes plus, one goes minus.
That is absolutely true. Celebrating the Lunar Year can be enjoyed by many in their own way. So if you're trying to represent some Asian cultures on that day, since it is where they are customarily celebrated, I personally don't mind you pick and choosing what you like or can get your hands on to do it. And this is coming from a Korean American who has had at least two bowls of duck kagook since he was three. Love the show, though. Well, that's fantastic.
Thanks.
Here's a text. This is a fun one.
Cool.
Hey, Scott. Andy here. Longtime listener of several of your shows. I was thinking about going to TMS Vegas in April, but I've not been able to, I've not been to one before or a Nerdtacular. And so I had a question. I sort of wouldn't really know anyone there. And I'm wondering if a trip like that or how a trip like that would work for someone like me who is going by themselves. I think I can get along with folks okay. And I know the Tadpoolers are really nerdy folk, but I didn't know how inclusive things are at these things. Can you give me an idea of what to expect? Thanks. Dude, I have great news for you.
Yeah.
The friendliest bunch of human beings you're ever going to hang out with, ever. Inclusion is just part of the deal. You don't even have to mention it. It's just
I know. It's so
here.
Built in. And if you're in the Discord and you go down to the TMS Vegas chat area, not only is there a lot of discussion going on in TMS Vegas chat, but there's also a separate channel called TMS Vegas Solo Travelers. And you basically can just introduce yourself, get to know everybody before you go. And that way, you've already got a bunch of friends before you even, the plane even lands. But even if you don't go to the Discord, this is the most inclusive, friendly group you're ever going to find. You basically show up, you say, hey, I'm with TMS Vegas, and my God, you're welcomed in like family.
Yeah, no exaggeration, no hyperbole. That is 100% true.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry, but also, like Brian said, you can, you know, put your hand out there a little early and get to know people. And
yeah.
Here's the other thing. People might think, maybe they don't, but I think probably some people might think that you and I will be a little unavailable or will be harder to find or talk to. Yeah. It doesn't work that way. We'll talk to all of you all the time, hanging
That's
out.
That's right.
Like, we're one of you there. That's the nice thing about it being a smaller event, mm-hmm. It's just a little less stretched everywhere. Anyway, right. That's a good reminder, by the way. If you haven't gotten your tickets, go over to TMS or VivaTMSVegas.com and grab them. I think we've got our estimates, so I'm going to start ordering swag now, and I'll start getting some pictures up and stuff. But if any of you are like, oh, shoot, I need to get on that, now's the time to do it. Also, if you haven't done your hotel stuff, make sure you use that code Brian has on that self-same page. Because they need to know.
Yeah, it won't save you any money, but you'll be part of the room block. And the more people we have in our room block, the cheaper everything else is, like us getting a board game ballroom and a bartender there and all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
so.
Yep. And Wendy will be there. I forgot to confirm
this. Oh, she is? Confirmed?
Yeah, she's coming. She's taking the opportunity to be with us, but also take a little mini trip with her sister, Misha. So they'll both be
Fantastic.
There.
Fantastic. Oh, Misha will be there too. We've got to go get eggs. Somewhere.
Yeah, I know, dude. We got to go have somebody ask how you like your eggs. Oh, my sister.
Awesome. And Wendy, so yeah, I'm not even going to give her the choice. Wendy is part of Taskville. She's locked in.
Oh, except I don't know if she can be there early is the only thing I don't know about yet. That's the one bit. I think she may be getting there like after you're filming everybody, but I'm not sure.
Gotcha.
When she gets back from Chicago, I'll poke her again about it.
We'll pull her into other things, but that's a really good point. Yeah. That Sunday needs.
Yeah. She's thinking about doing like during the game board game thing, having a little table off to the somewhere dedicated to anybody who just wants to have some free advice from a counselor.
We absolutely need to set it up with a little psychotherapy, 5 cents, like a little Lucy Van Pelt sign. Like,
I'll make her pull a football while I try to kick it. It'll be great.
Perfect. Oh, don't give away any of my Taskville stuff.
Oh shit. That's the whole plan now out for everyone. Anyway.
Yeah, I hope she has like a free couple hours for Claire.
yeah no doubt. Andy, thanks for the text, but also really looking forward to meeting you there. That'll be awesome. And all of you who are coming, can't wait. A real quick mention of some brand new patrons. Ryan Wildrick, it's a cool name.
Ryan Wildrick.
Yep.
A Wildrick has appeared.
Yep.
Patreon, super effective.
That's right, works every time. Worm, I think is how you pronounce this name.
Yeah, that's how I would pronounce it.
And Aaron Frost all joined us since Thursday's show, or I guess Wednesday's show, because we didn't have a show Thursday. Thank you guys so much for joining us at patreon.com/TMS for as low as a dollar a month. You too can be a person of note over in our Patreon. If you want to pay more than that, you sure can. There's lots of reasons to do that. For example, you'll never get an ad. You'll get pre-show content every single show, couch parties and play dates on the weekends. Art in the mail and other great bunny benefits. Lots of bunny benefits.
Bunny benefits.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's a Playboy deal. We're working with them directly. It's great. Do they exist still? Playboy thing?
I think they're like online only. I don't even think you can get magazines anymore. So they're just like among all of the other even keel porn sites out there.
Yeah. Like, what? How do they... I've never really thought about it, but how are they even a thing in 2023?
Do they even still have interviews, comics, that sort of thing, like little cartoons? I don't know.
And it used to be prestige. Like some articles were like, it was a prestige place to publish your article. And
yeah, I mean, one of the earliest Ian Fleming short stories appeared in Playboy before it appeared anywhere else. And it was eventually that short story turned into one of the movies. I can't remember which one.
Moose in the chat says they dropped nudity years ago. So they're more like, what's the men's magazine?
FHM. No, what is not FHM, but it's something like that. FHM is a damn store. But it's something like...
I can't think of the name. I keep...
Lad Mags is what those things are called. Like,
yeah. Yes. Oh, Maxim is the one I'm
thinking
of.
Yes.
Yeah, right. GQ, I guess. Yeah, GQ, Maxim, all those. GQ took a turn, though, too. GQ was like the TLC channel. For a while, they were like, Gentleman's Quarterly, fancy pants and neat shoes and everything. And then one day they went, half-naked ladies, let's go. Just like TLC. All right. TLC is nothing.
Somebody in the UK can tell me. There was a lad mag, kind of like Maxim, but it was the UK only. And it was initials, and I can't remember what the initials were. That's why I'm thinking FHM, but...
Again, FHM sounds right. Is that not it?
It does sound right, but I could have sworn that's the name of a store, isn't it? FHM? Oh, H&M is what I'm thinking of. Yes, FHM was the magazine.
Oh,
H&M is the store.
H&M.
That only sells clothes that are black or white.
Right. That's their whole... It's monochrome over there.
Yeah.
What's funny about H&M is when I see the logo, I see ham. That's all I see.
Yeah.
Because I got the damn ampersand in there. It's impossible not to.
Yeah, the ampersand looks like an A.
So I go to the mall. I'm like, Kim, I'll go to the Apple store. You want to go to ham? She's like, shut up.
I'm going to go get some black or white ham.
Yeah, that's right. That's all they got. That's it for our show today. Thank you all for joining us. We really appreciate it. If you've got any questions about anything we talked about, everything's linked at frogpants.com/TMS. And a couple of you asked about archive, like way back in the day shows that aren't on the current feed. That's going up today, I think. I found a way to do it. So you'll be able to subscribe to a second feed. Even a third feed. I have to look. But anyway, you'll be able to get all that old stuff if you really want to, you know, go back 2,000 episodes. You can do it. It's up to you, though.
It's a lot of content to go back through.
It is a lot. That is going to do it for us. Brian, let's play a song before we go.
Okay. And I guess she didn't tick me off too bad this episode. So I guess we'll keep Claire's birthday request. She says... Hi, shite and bollocks. It was my birthday yesterday, or last Wednesday. I can't believe you feckin' forgot. Play me a song to make it up to me. It's my first birthday alone in a while. Aww. But hopefully I got lucky last night, and I'm not alone this morning at least. I'm slowly getting closer to 30, so I'll be writing my will in the coming days. I'm so old. Ha ha ha. My God, she writes like she talks. I can't wait to see you guys and everyone in Vegas. P.S. Can I get a We Got Scooters? Honk ah glape.
Oh, so geez. Three.
She wants three.
Okay,
give her two of those.
I give her two. So here's glape. First,
glape.
Okay,
nice. I've heard that one forever.
That's been a while. Okay, scooters. I think I did get these again. So let's see where.
Oh, good.
We got, no, wrong one.
We got. No, we got.
No,
we got.
No.
No. I got
environment.
That won't offend nobody.
I can't find the We Got Scooters part.
You had, I thought you, oh yeah, because you had.
I think I have the whole thing. Yeah, I got the whole idea. Yeah. Okay, I'll fix that later. But what was the third one she wanted?
The hunk.
Oh, we like that guy. All right, let's do that. There he is. That was two of those.
And give her, since it was her birthday, give her a birthday thing.
Oh yeah, of course.
Let's party.
Wonderful. All right, there you go, boy. A cavalcade of stingers.
Yep.
But let's play a song for you. Her only request was something not shite. So great. Okay, really narrows it down for me. So I just went back to an earlier conversation that Claire and I had. She took me to task because there was a band that I played on the show before, and because a good friend of mine. Said that they were going to Scotland specifically to see this band, I immediately, for some reason, assumed that they were a Scottish band. They're not. They're lads from London. Their names are McFly. Here they are covering Rihanna with Umbrella.
We'll never be world apart. Maybe in magazines.
show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Don't get cute with me, son.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.